Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Little Mr. Clapton bringing us back there. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Bob Prosen is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the CEO of Prosen Center for Business Advancement, the author of Kiss Theory Goodbye, which is a book that I highly recommend to you, my friends, and he's our good friend Bob. Thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the shift that's happening, some of the changes that are happening in the personnel world out there. And Bob, you know, one of the things as I said earlier about predicting that there was going to come a time when these people that have been used and abused by their employers over the years were going to be jumping ship. I've been telling small business owners, hey guys, that's your new next general manager, that's your next vice president of sales or your next whatever, you know, be looking for those folks because they're going to be ready to go to something, to start doing something more fun, and I promise you it's more fun being in a small business than it is a big company.
There is no doubt. Even, you know, changing small companies sometimes, get away from a bad boss or a bad situation. Yeah. There's a lot of changes.
Don't you think there's going to be a lot of opportunity to snag some of these people?
I do, and you know that leads you to the thinking of what are you doing to network these days? What is your senior staff doing to network these days? Because as those people become available, and they're hard to find, we all know that. How do you even know they're available?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're networking, at least you got a shot at it.
Right. Well, all right. So when you say networking, how do you network to find those folks? LinkedIn? Do you stay active on LinkedIn?
I'll tell you, you got to do LinkedIn, but I really am a firm believer in a couple of other things. There are some very highly thought-through networking events in various cities. It has nothing to do with selling each other something or a bunch of unemployed people. These are leaders in businesses that are trying to make their business more successful. That's what they network about, how to grow their business. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of people that show up to those. So find those. You've got to be highly selective, Jim. You don't want to waste your time in these things.
Right, right.
But they are out there. And, you know, when I said, do that one page, what are you going to get done in the first 60 days? Remember that? I'm working with a client, a $3 million business in Milwaukee. He wanted to hire this sales guy. He asked me to interview him. I did last week on the phone. I told him to put together a 60-day plan. After I read that plan, I told the owner, don't dare hire this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, after he read the plan, he said, you're right, I'm not going to do it.
See, this is the paperwork. This is the detail. This is the discipline that if you're hiring key people, you have to go through. And, Bob, most small business owners don't have any of that. They don't have the patience. They don't have the discipline. They don't know exactly how to put all the sophisticated pieces together. So now it comes. I keep coming back to something that is antithetical to most small businesses, and they're probably going to, you know, roll their eyes at me for saying this. But if you're hiring a key person, there's a 99.75% chance that you need help.
You really do. It's a hard thing to do. We always like to say it's easy. It's not. People pull their hair out over this thing. It's tough.
Because you just want to get it done, and that means you'll get impatient, and that means you'll take one, you'll hire somebody and make a mistake. You have a much higher chance of making a mistake, and the only thing worse than not hiring a person for a job is hiring the wrong person.
You know, I always ask my audience that. I always say, tell me how many people here have made a hiring mistake. Man, all the hands go up, and all the moans and the groans about how painful it was to their business. I said, well, why don't you stop doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the other thing. When that person shows up with that one page, what are they going to get done the first 60 days? And notice my words, Jim. I didn't say what you're going to work on. I said, what are you going to accomplish the first 60 days of your year? It's a very big and important shift. What you want to do is you want to then talk to them about this when they present it to you. And I want you to watch, I want everybody who's listening today, to watch the person's behavior during this last interview. Because they're going to be on their best behavior. And if you don't like what you see, it only gets worse. Don't hire the person if that 60-day plan isn't nails. Mm. It doesn't nail it for you. Don't do it. I'm telling you, you can't grow height.
But is it? But since they don't know as much about your business, maybe don't you need to when you read that one pager, doesn't it need to sound like solving problems, discovering what needs to be done? I mean, doesn't it need to have maybe a lot of questions in there rather than answers?
Yeah, it actually depends on who you're hiring. If you're hiring a green bean that's never had a job before, it's going to be more of that. But if you're hiring a seasoned person, let's call you want to hire a salesperson. That person should be trying to close you in that entire meeting. Just think about that. The behavior of the person that they are portraying in that meeting is who they are. So if they're not trying to close you in that meeting for that job, they're not a salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's one little thing to look at. The other is this. They're going to say, I want to travel with some of your other salespeople. I want to see all of your accounts and tell me what the frequent touch is. How much have customers bought from us? What are the common products that they buy? What territory I'm going to cover? How many? What quota I'm going to drive for? Now, I may need some help from the owner to tell me what that is. What new products am I going to push? Because hopefully from talking to the owner, I'm finding out what are the things that are important to him or her. So I have a plan. If I'm a salesperson, I have a plan. I want to know all my product problems. I want to know my customer complaints. I want to know a bunch of stuff that I'm going to find out in advance before I'm going out there trying to call on customers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think these people should be able to tell us this very precisely. Those are the folks you want on your company.
And this is the kind of stuff you learn, my friends, when you hang out with Bob Prosen, with his book, Kiss Theory Goodbye, or on his website, Bob Prosen, 1S, BobProsen.com. Check it out. Hey, Bob, thanks again for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, sir. Good to talk with you.
Come back soon. Bob Prosen, folks. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.